find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
All right, so welcome back to another edition, the podcast edition of Record Store Recon. Of course, you can see Record Store Recon, read it, every issue on the newsstands, the print edition, done by Dr. Disc, our roving anonymous reporter that goes to the record stores and reviews them. And this issue, this podcast edition, will review Somm Records in Washington, D.C. And we have Dr. Disc here. Hey, doctor.
How are you doing, sir?
So Somm is alive and well. They survived a pandemic. They specialize in lots of genres. Everything from international music, dance. They specialize in DJ stuff. A lot of stuff here. You seem to have enjoyed your virtual visit.
Yeah, the owner is Neil, and when we got on the video, he was wearing a Wuxtry t-shirt, so I knew it was going to be good, because here's a store owner supporting another store, which I'm always a big fan of. And he comes from a professional kind of DJ background, and so I guess it makes sense that he would have a lot of dance and DJ music. But he started the store about 14 years ago, made a decision after looking at his own collection and realizing that he had a lot to sell. He had made the commitment to open a store, so he took about a year off of doing that and just started acquiring stuff. And so, because he had been told very early on that if you rely on your own collection, you won't stay in business very long. And so he amassed a large collection and then opened up a store, and he's been going now for 14 years.
So wait, he had this huge collection that, and then he decided to open up a store. And I guess that's a good idea. That I would find it hard to sell my own collection, though, I got to admit. Did you ask him, was there a record that he found hard to sell from his collection?
No, we didn't get into that. He talked a little bit about how passionate he was about vinyl, and that really, 95% of his store is vinyl. But I'm sure he didn't put all of his collection out there for sale.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my records. If when some day comes and I decide to open up a record store, there'll be a few items that I won't put out there just because they're important to me. But, for the right amount of money, I'll sell anything. So.
You trying to drop a hint there, Dr. Disc Records? Someday someone will be reviewing Dr. Disc Records. Okay, yeah. So anyway, I love the interior. He has all these 45s glued to the walls, to the ceiling. It's a nice feel, like a man cave.
And so that's one of the cool things about the store. So I should tell you that one of the things with it being called Somm Music, I asked him, where the name came from. And he told me that is Portugal for the word sound. So sound in Portuguese, I guess, is Somm. And he liked that. And so he ran with it. But this store is what I would call a step down store. For those of you who watched the remake and bastardization of the most amazing record store movie of all time, High Fidelity. If you watch the new version, it's that same type of store. So you would actually, you walk in by stepping downstairs to get into the store. And so then when you're in the store and you look out from the window, what you're seeing are people walking by the store, their feet. That's all you see is like their feet. And it's got this really cool kind of man cave feel to it, which I really liked. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty small, it's one of the smaller stores. It's 1,000 square feet.
So does he have a storage area? Did you ask him?
I did not get into that, about where he keeps his overstock.
Basically in a basement. So he must have something, some place where he stores it off site.
Maybe, like most guys, he just wedges everything under the tables.
And the price is pretty good. You did your litmus test of Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
Yeah. He says a pretty clean copy of that record will sell for around $20, which I thought was pretty good nowadays.
And then he sells the other editions of it, the new edition.
Yep.
Does he have a lot of new stock?
Yes, he does. He carries a lot of new stuff, but really specializes in the used. That's like most stores, that's their bread and butter.
So he has a few turntables and he has some listening stations.
Yep.
He has record supplies. And you were going to say something else about how.
He must have a pretty good selection. During the discussion, you know, I asked him if any celebrities have stopped by, just thinking Washington, D.C. store, you know, might be more likely. And he's had a pretty good list of famous musician and type people. Mike Watt has shopped there, Thurston Moore, Henry Rollins, of course. And the one that jumped out that I was most impressed with was the actress and musician Juliette Lewis.
Mm. Is he close to where the action is? Is he downtown near the site?
Yeah, I get the impression that he's in a pretty good area, you know, for getting
walking.
He told me that there's some good record stores in the area. You know, and this was another owner who he talked very positively about the other stores in the area. And it tends to go one of two ways when I talk to people, because some store owners are like, well, you know, obviously I'm the best and you should come here and everybody else is garbage. And then there's the other owners who are like, you know, hey man, if I don't have it here, I'll pick up the phone and call the guy down the street and see if he's got it for you. Because ultimately if I can make you happy, well then maybe you'll come back next time and I might have something here. Right. So, you know, he seems to be kind of that owner. You know, I'm Dr. Disc is a big fan of store swag also. And at this time, Neil said that they didn't have any, you know, shirts, bumper stickers, anything with
that's
the store.
Weird, because they have a great logo on his window. Oh, the store logo is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it is. I was looking forward to getting something with it and was not able to satisfy my desire at this time.
So social media is pretty good, but the website is pretty it's pretty standard, right?
The website's really basic. He does a pretty good job on LinkedIn and Twitter. There's stuff on there. I'd say probably at least 3 or 4 times a week, he's posting pictures of cool albums that might have come in, or putting up his wall, kind of his wall of fame. Yeah. Their website's pretty basic.
But okay, so he does participate in Record Store Day, and it's such a small store. So how does he put on acoustic shows in the store?
Well, I would imagine at the time he was doing them, it was probably for the acoustic guitarist and, you know, 15 of his closest friends. It is a pretty small store, but he said he's done some in-store stuff.
Okay. Well, we look forward to maybe he'll do some stuff on the, when there are some drops this year. Moving on, you have some giveaways.
I do. So let me tell you first that we did have a winner from last month. Our winner of 2 Patient Zero 45s on red vinyl was Crate Digger Charles from Arizona. So shout out to Crate Digger Charles. Obviously with that handle, I believe he's a big record fan, or he works at a mortuary. So for this giveaway, and this is a double bonus giveaway, because our Neil at SOM is going to give this winner a 33 and a third, so $33.33 gift card that you can use at his store.
Nice.
As well as from the good people with Sessions, we're going to give away to the same winner, so it's one question, two prizes, two tickets to the Hootie and the Blowfish live broadcast on April 23rd, which is at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And so here is our trivia question. For those of you who listened last month, we talked about, we were talking about Music Millennium, and I mentioned what is still to this day their best-selling album of new vinyl, and they usually sell, last year they sold 140 copies of this record. What is that record? So if you will go to Twitter and respond to Dr. Disc, at Dr. Disc, and that's all spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R-D-I-S-C. The first one with the correct answer will win both of those prizes. I'll get your information and send it to Sam and send it to the people at Sessions, and you will get what you need to win the prize.
Very cool. And what is the next record store on the doctor's list?
The doctor is so excited because he got out of the office and was able to actually go into a real record store. Wow, and so we're going to visit Stinkweed's Record Store in Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice. Okay. Well, thanks, Doctor. And we look forward to the next Stinkweed's. I mean, the next episode of the Gold Mine Podcast Record Store Week. All right. Take care, man.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.